The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Edward Montgomery, Chief Strategy ESG Officer, and Anthony Cogan, Chief Operating Officer of Hummingbird Resources. HUM is ticker there, guys. Thanks for joining me.
Morning, Justin. Thanks for having us on board.
Yeah, good morning, Justin.
Yeah, good. Two bits of news out today. One being your Q3 trading update and Carusa drilling release. So let's start as they release the newest first, I suppose. Let's start with the drilling release, if you could, and then move on to the more detail with the Q3. So who's going to take that up?
I'll take that, Justin. I can run through the key highlights from both releases and then can head over to Anthony for a bit more on the operational update.
Cool.
So let's start with the infill drilling result that we've got out from Carusa. This is our first drilling result we've have received from that asset. On the 12th of October, we released to the market a detailed update on Carusa, where we highlighted the CapEx estimates, a group financing package, and timeline to first gold pour, being the end of Q2 2023. And in that release, we also highlighted details on an infill drilling program that was underway. And this is the first results from that program. I suppose starting about the infill drilling program, this asset has extensive drilling already done. It's got a 1.18 million ounce resource already in there. So there's a lot of knowledge in the asset, but we are doing a further infill drilling program twofold to prove up the our knowledge on the geology. But I suppose really the purpose of it is to get that resource into reserve. And that's the key focus of us to maximise the reserve base on this asset before we get into production. So these drilling results, what you can look at the results in terms of grades and depth and width are very significant. It's not a surprise to us given the knowledge base we already have, but it's encouraging that we continue to see these hits. These are the first assays of that drilling campaign of 53 new reserve circulation drill holes and a diamond drill hole that we've received of 24,000 metres being drilled. And we're in the final stages of that. And we'll release more essays as they come through. We will have an update on a reserve company statement coming out in the coming months. But to be clear, these results will not be encapsulated in that. They will be encapsulated in next year's company and resource reserve update expected out Q2 2022. These updated reserve, which we will have a maiden reserve on Carusa coming out, will be based on the May 2020 MRE. So we should expect this reserve profile for the company in general to continue to go up from the one that we get in the coming months and then next year's.
Yeah. Okay, before we move on, just quote what Murray said, who's a chief geologist. He says, Carusa is extremely exciting and valuable to us. So he's excited there. So obviously, very happy there, obviously. Okay, let's move on to the Q3 operational and trading update, if you could. Take us through some of the highlights there, if you could, Molly.
Look, I'll go through some of the highlights and then, yeah, we can go into the operational thoughts from Anthony. So, look, the key updates is from our Q3, we poured 22,102 ounces. And an ASIC of 1520 for the quarter. The impact that we had for the lower than expected ounces for this quarter we were anticipating was because of our contract miner excavator equipment availability in September. There were some issues with the equipment which led to basically lower tons being mined and then the feeding process into the mill, which led to the lower ounces of that 22,102. We have mitigation measures being in place and working strongly with our contract miner to basically get those contracted mining rates back to contracted levels going forward. We also updated in the release just on Dugby, to be clear. They had three releases out during the quarter on their drilling results, which continue to be very encouraging. We expect them to release in the pretty shortly an updated MRE. I've talked about Carusa. Progress continues on that. We have been given the all clear from the government to basically construct. You have a month when you have to apply for that, and that has ticked over. So we now can move into a construction phase. So that's very positive with a group financing package in place to get moving on that. In terms of our guidance, we're maintaining our guidance range of 100 to 110,000 production level at an ASIC profile of 1250 to 1350. However, given the lower productions received in Q3, it's going to be at the lower end of that production range and the higher end of that ASIC range. We have always anticipated that Q4 would be our biggest quarter. So that's probably the key updates. I think I'll probably go to Anthony, who can talk through some of these mitigation measures that are in place and ongoing to get those BCMs back to the contracted levels.
Thanks, Monty. Yeah, Justin, the issue that has been at the latter portion of the quarter has been in relation to two of the primary excavators in the fleet of the contractor. Essentially, it's maintenance-related issues. Those issues are for one of the machines. The parts are basically in-country and that machine will be repaired over this weekend and actually be back in production early next week. The second machine, the parts are in transit and by the end of this month will be back into production. So the go-forward material movements that we have for this month are 26,000 cubes per day, and we're on target with that at the moment. And then we November and December we move into 30,000 cubes. Now, our mining locations are predominantly, two of the locations are in oxide, which we will see higher productivity rates by default, and the other two mining locations are in fresh. Look, on top of that, I'd just also like to talk about, we are running an operational reform program. And that reform program has eight pillars of work streams, which is looking to improve the operational reliability of the business as a whole at an operational level. So that work all continues. I'll just quickly just touch on what they are. So there's a cost and efficiency drive program, a security review, a processing and maintenance review of the plant, a mining contractor review, tactical mining and planning workshops, drill and blast implementation of best practice, and a geological improvement program that has been overseen by CSA, who are helping us with that. So there's layers of mitigation that are going into the operation. If I may also, Justin, we talked a little bit about Carusa. We have started deploying our project team, and our project manager is now on site, and he's resident there. As Monty said, that we have the another step of the administration approval process. We received a letter several days ago, which is another good step for us to start moving into the construction phase.
Excellent. Thanks, Anthony. And by the way, in the release there, you talk about reserves, and Monty touched on that. Any more detail on that?
Yeah, Justin. In terms of the reserves, we have a growth platform. And as part of that growth platform, we have what we're calling a 10-year life of mine plan. So both assets, we're looking... the intent is to get both assets to 10-year life of mine. Now, we have a reserve update coming in Q4, and that will get us part of the way into the 10-year life of mine plan for both Yanfolila and for Carusa. Subsequently, next year, in Q2 next year, all of the drilling that's being done this year on both assets will be included into the MRE. The remodeling, the re-optimization will all be conducted, and we'll do an update to those reserves as the second phase to this, and with the intent to get to 10 years. So I can't prejudge that it will be, but we're confident, we're encouraged by the results we're seeing. The drilling is all on schedule, and it's all to, you know, an excellent quality. So the process of getting it into reserves now and getting our 10-year life of mine plan is well underway.
Excellent stuff. Okay. And lastly, can you tell us, investors or potential investors, about any upcoming news flows, guys?
Yeah, I can handle that, Justin. So, look, we've probably talked about it a bit. Well, firstly, on Dugby, we expect an updated MRE release from them pretty shortly. That probably could be the next news flow item. We will have ongoing drilling releases, and there has been delays in the labs, but we're starting to see hopefully some bottlenecks unfolding, in which we should be able to release more drilling results, in particular from Yanfolila upcoming. We've obviously been talking about our reserve statement. We expect that to be happening before year end, the coming months. Be the biggest news flow item from us as well. So they're probably the key items that are coming through for this quarter.
Excellent stuff. Okay, guys, as you both know, on the front page of Vox Markets, there are 10 companies that are most followed. That changes on a minute-by-minute basis. To get on that list, people have to hit that follow button. So if you could, three reasons why someone should hit that follow button on Hummingbird Resources and add you to their watch list, please.
Fine, Justin. Well, the three things are we've got a defined or organic growth strategy in place to take us from the circa 100,000 ounce producer to north of 200,000 ounces in the coming years. So that is well underway. So we have a very strong growth pipeline in place. The second thing I would note is we've got a huge exploration upside potential for this company on all three assets, Dugby, Karusa, and Yanfolila. We talked about the reserve updates coming, and they should be positive news flow to show that there's a long life of mine opportunity here, but also material exploration upside, in particular at Karusa. We're in the Singiri region, which is prolific. And the third process is we've been putting in the management team, improving that over the last 6 months with Anthony, but we've also hired several key hires in the underground mining geology departments. Also at Karusa, a very strong team. So we're looking forward to hopefully more next year, highlighting the management team strength to take this growth platform forward.
Excellent stuff, guys. Anthony, Edward, good to chat to you. And hopefully, like I say, lots of news flow coming out. Hopefully we catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Justin. Pleasure.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.